She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Thank you for taking us along with you on your Thursday go home. Kevin McCullough, and every Thursday we take the front page of the newspaper and we set it down for just a second and we say, hey, let's get into some other areas that impact our lives. And on Thursdays, we take a look at how to hack parenting. And Shelley, there's Shelley Goldberg is our guest. Shelley, there's this really fearful time that is just around the corner. It has struck fear into the hearts of every mom and dad because they can hardly wait for school to start again. And it's gonna, like, I already sense the beads of sweat and the nervous palms, and there's the, and you know, a lot of maybe stay-at-home moms look at their husbands and they're like, yeah, I don't even want to hear from you because you get to leave and I'm stuck with them. So I sense that there's anxiety and panic and distress in what to do with their time when they're not in school. So Shelley, this week, help us. How can we navigate that fearful period of time that's just in front of us?
Oh, Kevin, you're so right. And one of the segments that I did when I was on New York One was a Where to Go, a weekly Where to Go.
Right.
And the reason that I did it is doing a research and having parent groups come in, is that seemed to be one of the big stress areas for parents. Where am I going to go other than the local playground, the local movie? You know, gee, I can't be going back, you know, to the same museum.
Well, and let's be honest here. The playgrounds, they're kind of out for, like, the next couple of months, right? I mean, we're not going to be spending a ton of time outdoors the colder it gets.
That's true, but it depends. It depends. But let me first say this. I think you start with resources. Where can parents go to get this information? So a couple of places that everybody goes, and mom and dad, take notes here. There are great websites that will give you just tons of information and help you navigate. Mommy Poppins is fabulous. Big Apple Parents, which is in all the boroughs in Westchester, Connecticut, Long Island, also has a great listing. Time Out for Kids. Another wonderful place where you'll find all kinds of activities of all different price points for families. Ask your friends. Your friends are a great resource. And also, don't think if you go once to, the Museum of Natural History is probably a great one. The Museum of Natural History is a place you can go back 5,000 times.
Right.
So you just explore different things, different floors. There are a million different things to do. If you go to their website before you go, you will know where you're navigating. All right.
Yeah, and I think that's important on a couple of levels, because I think that one of the frustrations for parents is that, like, if they don't feel prepared to do whatever the intended activity is, then they get frustrated when they're there as well. So there's, like, double frustration. But if you go and research it, look it up, plan it, and then make a plan for while you're on location, there's just immense pressure that's taken off your shoulders.
Excellent. And thank you for that, Kevin. Every one of these places has a website. You go to the website, you navigate, you look, you make decisions with your family together. Gee, we're going to go to this exhibit, or gee, they have this, you know, a science movie playing on the third floor. But you actually plan before you go, and you're right, it'll take the stress out of the experience.
Yeah.
And before we get to some of my favorites, let me just share with your audience some things that are going on this weekend.
Okay.
What instrument, Kevin, did you play in high school?
I played a little bit of everything. So.
Okay.
You mean like for marching band? I was a trumpet guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there is the 45th. I think this is the 45th year. It's the Merry Tuba, T-U-B-A, Christmas at Rockefeller Center. There's going to be literally hundreds of tuba players. This is free for families, 3:30 to 4:30, December 9th. Just go to Rock Center, and you will see all these hundreds of tuba players playing Christmas holiday music, and you just sing along. It's joyful. and it's a great way to spend the day with your family. On Sunday the 9th is also the annual blessing of the animals. And I think that's at Christ Church in Manhattan. So bring your dog, bring your cat. This is you'll meet other people who adore and love their pets, and you'll get a chance to actually bring them up to the altar for a blessing. In New Jersey, you can swim with Santa Claus at the Westfield Y, the YMCA. Just jump in the pool with Santa, then you'll get photos later with Santa. There's scuba Santa, Santa wearing a scuba suit, and he'll be swimming with the sharks and sea turtles and stingrays at Adventure Aquarium, and that's in Camden, New Jersey. For teenagers up at City College, there's a Christmas carol, but this is called A Christmas Carol in Harlem because it's gospel, hip-hop, R&B, and Ebenezer Scrooge,
all
put together in one. Now, everybody knows about the Bronx Zoo, but did you know that there's zip lining, Kevin, at the Bronx Zoo? It's right next door to the Bronx Zoo. They oversee it. They're owned and operated by the Bronx Zoo. It's called the Bronx Zoo Treetop Adventure. And you can zip line across the Bronx River, and you can do it in the evening if you want. They put on these huge clear lights, and you can do that late at night. Maybe that's best for teens. They also have rope challenges, easy to difficult, for kids of all ages.
But the main takeaway from today is to research ahead of time, plan your plan, and then take some of the stress off of you. And I hope, moms and dads, that that helps you navigate this very critical juncture of holiday break that's coming up. And Shelley, I know personally I won't be ziplining, and I also won't be scuba diving with Santa. I have no desire to scuba with Santa, not this week for sure.
But I think the takeaway, Kevin, also is that there are resources.
Yeah. And there's
so many websites.
Look at them and get them. And we'll list some of them on the podcast page. Shelley Goldberg, thanks so much. Kevin McCullough Radio.